Welcome to Sunday, darlings. I hope you had a wonderful week, and I hope you are getting ready for this next one that's coming up. So today on Girl, That's a Word with me, I wanted to talk about legacy and what do you want your legacy to be? And why I'm thinking about this topic is because over the past couple of weeks, I have really been thinking about just what do I want people to say about me once I leave this earth and go on to glory. But what do I want people to say about me? Last weekend, I attended a funeral of someone who was a young, you know, young guy. He was about a year younger than me, and he just had so much more to offer his family, his wife, his kids, his community, his church, everything. So many people came out and spoke about him, and it was so touching to me that it made me think about what I want my legacy to be. And so a lot of times we look at Facebook, social media, and we see people post things, and then the next couple of days or whatever, they're gone. And that last post, a lot of us will look back on and reflect, like, what did they say? What was their last, you know, message on social media? So I don't know how I want my last word to be, and hopefully I'm not trying to speak this into fruition anytime soon, Lord. But I often look at those things and I think about, you know, the children and the teens that I've mentored over the years, the college students that I've worked with and hopefully inspired and motivated and encouraged along their way since I've been in higher education for 20 years. I would hope that my legacy would be that I am giving somebody something to think about, that I gave somebody some word, hint, hint, some word along the way that got them through a rough time, that pushed them to do what they wanted to do, that gave them the hope and motivation to continue on, and just different things like that. I don't want to leave a legacy of not having done anything. And number one, I don't want to leave a legacy of not having lived out my purpose that God created me to do. I really feel that my purpose has been found many years ago. And I knew that it was to work with people, to help people. In what capacity? It took a while for me to figure it out, but it was like staring me right in my face. So here I am, you know, doing the podcast, doing the social media, which a lot of people know I do not dig social media like that. So to get me to be posted on social media is a big thing. And I believe that it was a push from God to say, look, you got to get your voice out there. I got stuff I need you to say. So go on and get on those social media pages and just do what you need to do and stop being stubborn. So I want to inspire you guys to go into this week thinking about what you want your legacy to be, thinking about how, you know, whatever you're doing right now is affecting the people that may be watching, your children, your family members, people that you don't even know. There's so many people that I don't even know. I don't know who's listening to my podcast. I don't know who's listening to this show right now. I don't know who's watching my social media, but I definitely hope that someday, each day, one day, they will let me know that I either said something or did something that helped them, because then I'll know that I am truly living my purpose and I will be able to leave this world knowing that I did do that. So I want to just plant this little seed in your mind today. I'm not trying to tell you to change your social media and the posts that you make and all that kind of stuff, but just be mindful that a lot of times people are watching, people are thinking about you, people are looking at you as an influencer. You don't even know that you're probably influencing people, both positively and negatively. And you want to always make sure that you have your thoughts on what your legacy is, and you're actually living that legacy that you want to be remembered for. I want people to stand up for me and say, wow, she was a great person. Yeah, she's kind of mean sometimes. I'm not mean. I just don't like to be bothered. But no, seriously, I want people to be able to say, she really will be missed, and here's why. Because she brought so much. She did this. She helped this person. She used her abilities in the way that they should have been. So, go into this week inspired to create a legacy that you will be proud of, that your family will be proud of, everybody will be proud of, and most importantly, that God will be proud of, knowing that you are doing what He has designed you to do. And I will see you next week on another edition of Chit Chat with Shelly Cheyenne on Friday. And then meet me back here on Sunday for a Girl That's a Word. I'll see you guys later. Have an awesome, awesome week.
Thank you for listening to Chit Chat with Shelly Cheyenne. Subscribe to this podcast and follow Coach Shelly on Instagram and Facebook at Coach Shelly, Chelley, Cheyenne, Cheyenne. Tune in next week for more exciting conversation with your host, Life Balance Influencer, Coach Shelly Cheyenne.